Krishna Paramahamsa Sabarabharaja Vicharya Sato Sato Sisi Mat Nishti Vaingre Sila Ave Charavarvinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Bhavapara Ki Jai Ananda Bhakti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premina Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the Sri Krishna All glories to the Sri Krishna All glories to the Sri Krishna All glories to the Sri Krishna
Shesha Kyantam Amamakam Satsangi Krishna Rokinya Gurare Sanniveshaya Devakya Jatare Garbham Seshakyam Dhamma Mamatam Satsangi Krishna Rokinya Gurare Sanniveshaya Devakya Jatare Garbham Seshakyam Dhamma Mamatam Tatsani Krishya Rohinya Gurare Sanniveshaya Devakya Jatare Garbham Seshakyam Dhamma Mamatam Tatsani Krishya Rohinya Gurare Sanniveshaya
Mataji's, please.
Devakya Jatare Garbham Seshakyam Dhamma Mamatam Tatsani Krishya Rokinya Gurare Sanniveshaya.
Thank you very much. I think this time we can have the translation of the earphones, is this correct?
Yes, it seems so.
Mm-hmm. But still, please read the translation of the different words and translation of the Devakya.
Devakya.
Devaki.
Devaki.
Jatare.
Jatare.
Umaterici.
Umaterici.
Garbham.
Garbham.
Embryon. Shesha Akyam.
Shesha Akyam.
Poznato
Shesha.
Poznato
Shesha.
Krishna potpuna ekstazija.
Krishna potpuna ekstazija.
Dhamma.
Dhamma.
Potpuna ekstazija.
Potpuna ekstazija.
Mamakam.
Mamakam.
Moja.
Moja.
Tat.
Tat.
Njega.
Njega.
Sani Krishya.
Sani Krishya.
Privuci.
Privuci.
Rohinya.
Rohinya.
Rohini.
Rohini.
Udare,
udare,
umatericu,
umatericu.
Sanniveshaya,
sanniveshaya,
bez poteškoće prenesi,
bez poteškoće prenesi.
Preučno pravopada. U materici Devaki se nalazi moja delimična potpuna ekspanzija poznata kao Sankaršan ili Šeša. Prenesi ga bez poteškoće u materici Rohini. Smisao. Krišina prva potpuna ekspanzija je Baladev, koji je također poznat kao Šeša. Inkarnacija svevišnje božanske ličnosti u obliku Šeše održava čitav univerzum, a večna majka ove inkarnacije je majka Rohini. Gospodin je rekao Yoga Maji. Sada će ući u matericu Devaki i zato je inkarnacija Šeša već otišla tamo i sve uredila za moj dolazak. Sada treba da uđe u matericu Rohini svoje večne majke. S tim u vezi neko može upitati kako svevišnje božanska ličnost koja je uvek transcendentalna može ući u matericu Devaki u kojoj je prethodno ušlo šest asura, Shatgarbha. Da li to znači da su Shatgarbhasure bili jednaki transcendentalnom telu svevišnje božanske ličnosti? Srila Bhishvana Chakravarti Thakur je dao sljedeći odgovor. Čitava kreacija, zajedno sa svojim delovima, predstavlja ekspanziju energije svevišnje božanske ličnosti. Stvarno gospodin, iako ulazi u materijalni svet, u stvari to ne čini. To je objasnio sam gospodin u Bhagavad Gita 9.4.5. Maja tatam idan sarvam, jagad avyakta murtina, mat stani sarva bhutani, načaham tesh avastita. Nacha mat stani bhutani, pashyame yogam aishwaram, bhuta prim nacha bhuta sto, mamatma bhuta bhavanaha. U svojem neispaljenom obliku proživam čitav univerzum. Sva bića su u meni, ali ja nisam u njima. A ipak, sve što je stvoreno ne počiva u meni. Pogledaj moje mistično obilje. Mada održava sva živa bića, mada se nalazi svuda, moje biće je sam izvor kreacije. Sarvam kav idam brahma. Sve je ekspanzija brahmana, svevišnje božanske ličnosti, a ipak nije sve božanska ličnost i gospodin nije prisutan svuda. Sve počeva u njemu, a ipak ne počeva u njemu. To se može objasniti jedino kroz filozofiju Ačintya Veda. Beda, beda. Međutim, takve istine ne može shvatiti onaj ko nije čisti bhakta, jer gospodin kaže u Bhagavad Gita 18.55 Bhakya mam abhijanati yavan yash jasmi tattva dha. Osoba može shvatiti svevišnju božansku ličnost onako kako jeste, samo predanim služenjem. Iako obične osobe ne mogu shvatiti gospodina, ovaj princip trebamo shvatiti iz izjava šastra. Čisti bhakta je uvek na transcendentalnom nivou, jer primenjuje devet različitih procesa bhakti yoga. Šravanam, kirtanam višnu, smaranam, padasevanam, arčanam, vandanam, dasyam, satyam, atman i vedanam. Tako u temeljnim predanom služenju, bhakta se ne nalazi u materijalnom svetu, iako živi u materijalnom svetu. A ipak, bhakta uvek strahuje. Pošto se nalazi u materijalnom svetu, toliko mnogo zagađenosti utiče na mene. Stoga se uvek plaši i tako postepeno smanjuje svoje materijalno druženje. Simbolično, neprestani strah od tamo se je pročišćavao majku Devakiji. Čisti bhakta se uvek treba plašiti materijalnog druženja i tako će sve asure materijalnog druženja biti ubijene, kao što je Kansa ubio Šatkar Basure. Rečeno je da se Marići pojavljaju iz uma, drugim rečima Marići je inkarnacija uma. Marići je imao šest sinova, Kamu, Krodu, Lobu, Mohu, Madu i Macariju, Požudu, Ljutinju, Pohlepu, Iluziju, Ludilo i Zavis. Sljedeća je božanska ličnost se pojavlja u čistom predanom služenju. To je potvrđeno u Vedama. Bhakti evajnam darshayati. Samo bhakti može dovesti osobu u dodir sa sljedećim božanskom ličnošću. Sljedeća božanska ličnost se pojavlja iz materice Devaki i zato Devaki simbolično predstavlja bhakti, a Kamsa materijalni strah. Kada čisti bhakta stalno strahuje od materijalnog druženja, njegov pravi položaj, bhakti, se manifestuje i on prirodno gubi interes za materijalno uživanje. Kada takav strah ubije šest Marićevih sinova, a bhakti se slobodi materijalne zagađenosti, u materici bhakti se pojavljuje svevišnja božanska ličnost. Tako da bhakti na sedmu trudnoću nagoveštava pojavu svevišnje božanske ličnosti. Nakon što šest sinova po imenu Kama, Kroda, Loba, Moha, Mada i Macarija bude ubijeno, inkarnacija Šeša stvara pogodnu situaciju za pojavu svevišnje božanske ličnosti. Drugim rečima, kada osoba probodi svoju prirodnu svesnost Krišne, pojavljuje se gospodin Krišna. To je objašnjenje Šrila Višnana koji će otrebati tako. U materici Devaki se nalazi moja djelimična potpuna ekspanzija, poznata kao Sankarsan ili Šeša. Prenesi ga bez poteškoće u matericu Rohini.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Viranta Swami Nitya Namne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Vastavyade Satarine
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivastavi Gauravatvavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Do we want to make the test and see if you can hear? Yes, is it all right? No, no. So, the eternal leelas of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are there in order to attract us and our attention to his lotus feet. Krishna's leelas are described to be a very special feature of his personality, a feature which no other incarnation of God has. Once the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche said, I would believe in a God who would know how to dance and how to play on a flute. He revolted against the Teutonic bourgeoisie concept of a gray old man who was frustrated with the affairs of men in this world, and who was purely a frustration of the human mind. Sri Krishna has four transcendental attributes which make him different, and which, according to Friedrich Nietzsche, would make Nietzsche a bhakta in Krishna consciousness. One is his extraordinary beauty, which is so great that Krishna himself, when he sees the reflection of his form in the jeweled pillar, becomes attracted to meet this transcendental form. By the overwhelming beauty of Krishna, Krishna himself is overwhelmed and does not notice that it is him who is so beautiful. And the second distinguishing feature which no other incarnation of God has is that Krishna is a wonderful flute player. Krishna's transcendental flute playing bewilders great saints like Shiva and Shukadev, and when Narada hears the sound of the flute, he begins to dance in ecstasy. Krishna's transcendental flute calls the devotees to him. When he plays on that flute, each devotee, each gopi thinks Krishna calls her only, also the cows become attracted by the flute playing. Krishna's flute, in other words, is not just some isolated music. You know, in this world someone likes to hear one kind of music, maybe Bayego, and then another says this Bayego is really not at all musical. He has no concept of music. I like to hear Beethoven. But Krishna's transcendental flute is appealing to all living entities. And with it, he is calling each one in a very personal way. The other distinguishing feature is that Krishna is always surrounded with loving devotees who experience such a rapture, absorption in transcendental love that it is not difficult. It is simply not possible that any other devotee of any other expansion feels such a high degree of love. And the fourth symptom or distinguishing feature is that Krishna is engaged in the most wonderful leelas. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, janma karma chame divyam evam yo vati tatvata jaktva deham puna janma maiti maiti mam eti sojuna. That every devotee knows about the transcendental appearance and activities of the Lord in truth. Tatvata. This word is used, then one can, upon giving up this material body, go directly home to the spiritual world. And this is described, you will not have to take on a new material body if you understand Krishna in truth. Now, how do you understand Krishna in truth? First of all, do you think it is important to understand Krishna in truth? Does it mean something for your life? You are not sure? Well, I want to give a seminar, so I must know, maybe I should change the subject. In other words, please be a little bit more with your mind concentrated. It's like sometimes when one gives a lecture, one enters what feels like entering a battlefield with so many different energies just go, not a battlefield, it's like a, the minds of the devotees are all over the universe. Please come to the Beograd temple. It's a subject matter. Of course we need to understand Krishna in truth. Otherwise, the process of devotional service will not take effect. So what do you do when you want to understand Krishna in truth? Krishna is described in the transcendental scripture as adokshaya, beyond the reach of the senses. And he is also achintya. He is totally inconceivable to the mind. Not only that you can't see him, you can't even think of him. You can't. So how will you understand Krishna in truth? This is now really a thing. Sometimes the people tell us, how I don't see God. How do I understand him? Yesterday we had an argument, Nithai Chant and myself. I was playing a pressman, journalist, and Nithai Chant was a devotee, and I was asking him for proofs of God, and he said, well, you cannot understand God with the material senses. You can't see him. Then he made a very nice point, which I will not repeat at this moment because I want to hear from you. So how do you understand God? It's a good question, isn't it? These are so simple questions, but again and again they come up and we have to know the answer. You should engage in devotional service, says Taraka, and hear and chant about him. But how will devotional service help you to understand something? I mean, when you go to the school, you can't say, oh, I'm doing devotional service, I don't need to go to the school. I just do devotional service. And then I know arithmetics and the English language at the end. But you also said one should hear and chant about them. Yeah? Go to a Tattva Darshi, someone who has seen the truth. We must go to a self-realized soul and hear from him. Srila Prabhupada has come to the Western world to give the true understanding of Krishna consciousness. And we can learn from him. And in this way, know Krishna in truth. And like Taraka had said, it is not just simply possible to just understand him as you would do with an academic subject matter, but you have to serve Krishna, otherwise he just doesn't reveal himself. There is also another, there is a verse which speaks about this. Brahmanda Brahmitikona Vardyavanji Guru Krishna Prasadatai Bhakti Lata Beach. It is describing how the living entity is wandering through the universe. It says, we are wandering spirits through this spirit source, through this material universe. Now when we are very fortunate, we meet the spiritual master by the grace of Krishna, only if it's by the mercy of Krishna, who then gives us a seed of bhakti, of understanding within our heart, which we have to cultivate by regularly hearing and chanting. This understanding of God, in other words, is not a purely academic exercise, but it depends upon a process. The process is that we meet a spiritual master who gives us a seed, who gives us something into the heart. It is there. This has to be cultivated. In other words, devotional service, or let us better say, understanding of Krishna, is not a subject matter of your own speculation. It is not your own viewing. Everything in this world comes more or less because you either do it or not do it. But Krishna consciousness is coming from outside, of you. You understand this? This is a very important point. Krishna consciousness cannot be your own fabrication. If you do not get the seed in the heart and then water it, it will never ever come. Therefore, a devotee must take shelter under the lotus feet of a Tattvadashi, a spiritual master, to understand Krishna and truth. Get from him the seed of understanding. This is the first point of understanding. Now you might say, anyway, that is enough regarding this. And then by service, and by hearing and chanting, this seed will grow up into the plant of bhakti, where you can come to a full understanding of Krishna through love. Krishna can only be understood if you love him. Now, we all have some attachment to Krishna. This attachment brings us into the temple, and it convinces us that we should give up certain materialistic activities in the and even it convinces us that we should do some service, like ticket distribution or book distribution or prana sajiva and so on and so forth. We do have some attachment to Krishna, but we will only really experience the full benefit of Krishna consciousness if this beginning attachment, the shadow attachment, becomes intensified and becomes more substantial. The example has been given of sugarcane juice. If you boil sugarcane juice, the original sweetness in the juice will become sweeter. It will first become molasses, then you can put some crystal inside, it will become sugar crystals, and it can even become, by a certain process, rock candy, which is most sweet. So in the same way as sugarcane juice, increases in intensity, our attachment for Krishna must increase in intensity, so that finally we have the very sweet substance of love, which will attract Sri Krishna's attention. Bhaktyamang abhijananti, Krishna can only be understood by such love. Otherwise, it is not possible for anyone to understand him. And this is explained. So then to increase our initial attachment to Krishna, we have to hear about him from the spiritual master and from the scripture Bhagavatam. I want to now explain to you a little bit about the Bhagavatam, which is one of the means which can increase our attachment to Krishna. Regular reading by this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, will make our attachment to Krishna and our love for Krishna really intensive. The Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukadev Goswami. Now Shukadev Goswami in his previous life was a parrot. What is a parrot, Shiva?
Papagai.
It's also in German language. Papagai. Shiva, just to know, you're still with us? Because he gets, after a little time of translating, his mind gets tired. So, Srinivas, please be with us. Do your service nice this morning. So the papagai was a favorite pet of Srimati Radharani. One day, this papagai flew to Krishna and even began to chant Krishna's name. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So Radharani was missing this papagai very much. Where is my papagai? Told Lalita and Vishaka to please bring the papagai. But when Lalita and Vishaka came to get the papagai from Krishna, Krishna said, "No, it's my papagai. it always says my name, Krishna, 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 Krishna. It sits on my shoulder." And Krishna was feeding it the seeds of pomegranate. You know, it's red and white. See? What is pomegranate?
Nar.
The seat of the Nar he was feeding him. Finally Krishna, who fulfilled every desire of his devotee, was giving the parrot back to Srimati Radharani. Anyways, when Krishna's Leela on this earth was nearing completion, he called the papagai and said, "You should stay here. You will not return with me to Goloka Vrindavan. I want Uddhava and you to stay on this earth to preach about my glories so that the living entities will become attracted to me." And he told the papagai, "This earth is a platform. It is the middle planetary system. And human beings on this earth can go either up or down, or they can stay. What does this mean? Up means they can go to the heavenly planets. Down means they can engage in very simple activities and go to the lower planetary systems. Or they stay, Madhyam Tishtha Ti Rajasa, they stay on this particular earthly planet. Don't think you will be always on this earth. This earth is like a springboard. You can either go if you do it properly, or maybe you do it wrong. Have you ever been on a springboard? You jump like this, and then it's very much pain. You just rip one of your legs, and you become all full of blood, and you fall in the swimming pool with great pain. This is when you go to the lower planetary systems, because you are so sinful. However, this Earth is special because it also has the fourth possibility, is a gate which leads back home to the eternal spiritual world. You have to find this gate. If you just think of going to another heavenly planet, or you go to the lower planetary system, or you stay here, you have really missed the whole purpose of the human form of life. This human form of life is a gateway, not to heaven, but to Krishna. But to go back to Krishna, you have to develop attraction to Krishna, and therefore Krishna said to Sugadev, please, to the Papa guy, please stay here. You will be a preacher. Now, the Papa guy had to do it, and he felt, when Krishna had left the planet, he felt very alone. Was going here, there was a transcendental personality in everywhere, and he was very, very sad. One day he came to Mount Kailash, and he flew on a tree under which Shiva and Parvati were sitting and discussing. So Shiva began to discuss about the beautiful pastimes of Krishna to Parvati. Parvati heard with great interest, but after some time Shiva became so enthusiastic that Parvati felt a little umaran, so she just slept a little. Now, the Papa guy was in the tree, and he had heard all about this narration, and he didn't want that Shiva stopped just because Parvati was umaran. And therefore, in order to have the katha going on, the Papa guy always said, So Shiva was just so much in ecstasy, and he heard this and thought, yes, his wife was also going along with full speed. Finally, Parvati woke up again. Said, my dear Lord, I'm a little umaran, I just slept a little. Please, can you go back and repeat where you stopped off in Krishna Lila? It's so interesting, I need to, and I want to hear everything. But you said all the time, I heard all this noise, this affirmative sound. And Shiva became very angry. Who has said, who has fooled me? And he looked, and then he saw the Papa guy. And then the Papa guy was flying, and Shiva was just racing after him. See, you have to understand, these are not ordinary beings. They are. Was telling his wife about the wonderful leelas of Krishna. And his wife was so amazed that her mouth just opened. I can't believe it. Like this. Krishna's pastimes are very wonderful, so she was just very amazed. So then the Papa guy took shelter and flew through the open mouth of Vyasadeva's wife Satyavati into the womb Satyavati. Shiva came like with his spear. Oh no, the Papa guy is inside the box, right? Oh, yes, he couldn't do anything to the Papa guy. And then back to Mount Kailash, and that continues with Krishna Lila. So this Papa guy inside transform the womb of Satyavati, transformed and later was born as Shukadev Goswami. That's the same Shukadev Goswami who then spoke about Krishna to the emperor Maharaj Parikshit, who was about to leave his body. Maharaj Parikshit had asked the question, what should one do in such a situation? And he was informed by Shukadev Goswami that one should hear about Krishna. So Shukadev Goswami sat down with Maharaj Parikshit and just discussed for 7 days about wonderful Krishna. That became this book, Srimad Bhagavatam. So when Parikshit Maharaj, this is interesting to know, when he was just about to leave his body, by having heard so much about Krishna, he was free from the fear of death. If you absorb your mind into the wonderful flowing river of Krishna Katha, three things will happen to you. One is you will become free of lamentation. The second is you will become free of strach. And the third is you will be free of anxiety. Strach means fear. So Parikshit Maharaj is a very good example of this. He was about to die, but Krishna Katha acted as a wonderful medicine which helped him to lose all his fear from dying and to go back home, back to Krishna at the exact moment of death. He absorbed himself in Krishna consciousness. And this is described because he was such a dear devotee of Krishna. Krishna took him even before the physical death of his body. He left the body before the snake Takshaka bit him. So this is a little information about Krishna Katha, just to make you all come to the lectures now, which we will talk about. We will talk about understanding Krishna, because we want to increase our attachment for Krishna. If you hear something from the right source, you will develop attachment. Imagine I would now start about talking about pizza or pizza. All the devotees who are a little hungry by now, must be hungry, would become interested to hear about the pizza, and immediately attachment would be formed. So if we hear constantly from the beautiful pastimes of Sri Krishna, in exactly the same way our attachment to Krishna will come. And once we develop attachment for Krishna, we will lose this terrible attachment to Maya, which is a cause for being born again and again in the cycle of birth and death. It's very, very important that we become attached to Krishna. It's our only possibility to go back home, back to Godhead, and to make best use of the human form of life. today, actually in this verse today, we hear of Balaram. Balaram, who's Balaram? Dauji, who's Balaram? The name Dauji means Balaram. It's actually the name of Balaram. At the moment, nothing comes from Dauji. He is, of course, the elder brother of Krishna. He was first. Why is he elder? Well, he first appeared in the womb of Mother Devaki, and then was carried into the womb of his eternal mother Rohini. There was a certain reason why he was born in the womb of Mother Devaki. He prepared the womb so that Krishna could appear there. Krishna could be the one who made his appearance there. So it's very interesting why he came. That's one reason, but there is another reason why he became the elder brother of Krishna, and this is very interesting. See, when Lord Rama appeared, Rama is also Krishna, the incarnation of Krishna, he brought with him let us say it like this. When Krishna appeared as Rama, he brought with him Lord Balaram. But this time he came as a younger brother. He came as Lakshmana. So who does not know who is Lord Rama here? Everyone. Yes, very good. Lord Rama was had a wife called Sita, and Sita was stolen by the demon Ravana. Then Rama made a huge army, and made and fought with Ravana, killed the whole army of the Rakshasas, these demons who were helping Ravana, who was the chief of the demons, and then brought Sita home to Ayodhya. Now, when they came home, the town Ayodhya celebrated Rama as the one who was victorious over the huge army force of Ravana. But there was one saint who said, this is not correct. It's not because of Rama that Ravana was killed and the whole army. It's because of Lakshmana. Everyone wanted to know why Lakshmana? Rama is a hero of the... He was killing Ravana. You don't know, said Agastya. Because Lakshman had so much power, he was a perfect brahmachari. And the second reason is, Lakshman did stragos. He did tapasya. For the 14 years when Rama was in the forest for banishment, he did not eat anything. He was so angry that he just didn't eat anything. He said, I don't eat anything. Why was this? Well, you know, at the time when Rama was meant to become the king of Ayodhya, He was banished by his own mother and father into the forest by a trick. His father didn't want to tell him to go into the forest, but he was forced by one of his wives, Kaikeyi, to do this, because Kaikeyi wanted her son Bharata to become the king, and therefore she asked Dasharatha to please fulfill his promise, that is, to fulfill her two wishes. And Dasharatha said, yes, you can ask for anything, but don't ask for anything which has to do with Rama. So Kaikeyi said, I want that my son Bharata becomes king and Rama goes for 40 years to the forest. Dasharatha just said that. Boom! Fell down on the floor. Then he woke up after some time. And Kaikeyi was there. You have not said yes. What is Dasharatha? I want that you send Rama to the forest. Dasharatha again fell down. Finally, after five times or so, he said, well, I have given the promise and I must keep the promise. Therefore, yes, get Rama. But when Rama came, Dasharatha couldn't say it to him. So Kaikeyi said, your father, Rama, wants that you go to the forest. And Dasharatha was fainting again. Later, just a few days after Rama went to the forest, he died, because his heart was ripped into two parts by this. Anyways, so Lakshman thought this is impossible what Kaikeyi has done, and therefore she wouldn't, he just didn't eat for 40 days. He was 14 years, he was so disturbed. Don't know if you know this, when you're very disturbed, sometimes you can't eat. Or the psychologist can explain to you why one doesn't eat when one is disturbed. It's something that just doesn't do it. So, Agastya said, because of these two things, Lakshman being a brahmachari and not eating for 14 days, therefore, Lakshman had so much strength that he could kill the son Meghnad, the son of Ravan, Meghnad. This Meghnad was so strong that no one could kill him, not even demigods. But because Lakshman did Stragos, he was more strong. He had a specific strength, and therefore was able to just finish Meghnad. So Rama said, what? I mean, he liked, it was not that he didn't want Lakshman to get the glory, but he just said, I can't understand. First of all, how is he a brahmachari? A brahmachari is never together with a woman, but he was always staying together with Sita and taking care of my wife. He was seeing Sita. See, the brahmacharis in olden times wouldn't even see women. Nothing to do with women. Some wouldn't even look, know how they looked like. So he was always together with Mother Sita. How is he a brahmachari? Said Agastya. But he only looked at the feet of Mother Sita. Nothing to do with women. Some wouldn't even look, know how they looked like. So he was always together with Mother Sita. How is he a brahmachari? Said Agastya. But he only looked at the feet of Mother Sita. Ispunjavalo se na pet. Mnogi je to ti. I kod nas? Lakšman. Now I said, yeah. Which, I'm just interested. Did you do it? Did you only look at the feet? Yes, said Lakshman, that's what I did. But said Rama. You said he never ate anything during the 14 years. Therefore was so powerful that he could kill Meghna. But I gave him every day a fruit. He accepted the fruit. Every day in these 14 years. Said Agassi, you do not know. He did not eat the fruit. He put it in the forest. I can't believe this. Then he told Hanuman that then they must be there. These fruits are special fruits. They're touched by me. You know, they are not just an ordinary apple or whatever. Touched by God, the special fruit. Please, Hanuman, you go into the forest and you find these fruits. Hanuman was going and he came with the fruits, and then Rama asked Hanuman to count the fruits, and there were exactly 14 times for 40 years 14 times 365 fruits there for every day. Minus five. Five fruits were not there. You have eaten five fruits. No, said Lakshman. On 5 days you forgot to give me a fruit. These 5 days were first when you heard that your father had died. Being so grief stricken, then you just forgot to give me a fruit. The second day was the day Mother Sita was stolen. The third day was when I, Lakshman, was struck by a Shakti arrow. You know what? Lakshman was shot by an arrow and he lost his consciousness for a long time. Then Rama also didn't give him a fruit. The fourth day was when I went to Patala, the lower planetary systems, to kill the Mahiravana demon. And the fifth day was when Sita went through the fire test, the test of fire. Those 5 days are the days where you didn't give me the fruit, and therefore Hanuman couldn't find the fruit. So Rama, when he heard this, this love which his brother had to him, for he just was so overwhelmed that he said, next time when I appear, you will be my older brother, then I will act as your younger brother. I just love you so much that this is what I want. This is why the brother of Krishna in Krishna Lila appears as the older brother. There are many other reasons, like 20 other reasons. But I just wanted to give you, I can only try to give you a little drop of Krishna's pastimes, which are unending. Now when you hear these transcendental pastimes, do not measure them like the frog with your tiny brain. You know, once there was a Jabats who heard about the Atlantic Ocean and then said, well, is it 2 times as big as my well? Or 3 or 10 times. And while trying to understand the ocean in such a way, he burst into pieces. Krishna and Krishna's associates and Krishna's devotees are on the transcendental platform of the divine of spiritual energy. They have nothing to do with this lousy material world and the loss of this material world. So Hare Krishna, I wanted to talk many, many other things, but it's just not enough time to do so. Many things. Yesterday I was talking with Ishvara Chanda and Purari, and they both said that they liked Ram Leela very much, and also Mahabharata. So I was talking today one Leela from the Ram Leela. Because actually if one hears these transcendental pastimes, one just it does something to the heart. One loses his attraction to the material energy that's so strong. Good, so we will end here. Do you have any questions regarding the subject?
I don't know what is the meaning of fulfillment of promises in ancient times. What's the meaning of this? Mm-hmm. Why is so important?
Like Dasharatha.
Yes.
Can you please speak it in? Please speak loud enough so that the audience.
U drevnim vremena zašto je jako bilo važno to da se obećanje koje se dalo da bude ispunjeno. Zbog čega to striktno bilo?
Now the Kshatriyas, Dasharatha, the father of Lord Rama. Let me tell you how it was. He was once on a battlefield and was deadly wounded. He would have died, but then his wife Kaikeyi came on the battlefield. You know, these were heavy Kshatriya ladies. They were not shy Matajis. She came on the battlefield and jumped on the chariot of Dasharatha and just drove the chariot through the army of the opposing side, came to a lake, and there took care of Dasharatha, and actually took care so nicely that he life came back to him, and he was healing his wounds. So Dasharatha said, I have so much admiration for you. You showed no fear. You can have everything you want from me. I'm giving you two boons. You can ask me for two things. And Kaikeyi said, well, it's good enough for me that you live. That is all I care really about. And at present, I'm just so happy that you are living that I just I do not need anything. But I will ask you when the time comes for these two boons. So she was a very nice lady. It was very good, but she got infected by her servant. It was a Mantara. This female servant Mantara thought, if Rama becomes the king, then Kaikeyi's son will not be in such a glorious position, and that I, who am the servant of Kaikeyi, will also not be so glorious. So she put some nonsense into Kaikeyi's brain. She said, well, just think, if Rama, who is the son of the other wife of Dasharatha, becomes the king, then he might do something to Bharata. So better you. So Kakini said, well, Rama doesn't do anything to Bharata. What are you talking about, you foolish woman? Just go away. Then Mantara just cried and said, you are so naive, Kakini. I'm just thinking about your benefit and the benefit of your son. And she actually spit into the brain of Kakini. So that Kakini became just totally disturbed. And then later came to Dasharatha and said, do you remember the two promises I want? One, that my son becomes the king, and two, that Rama goes in the forest, that nothing happens. So now our devotee is asking, well, what is the reason for Dasharatha to fulfill his promise? I mean, this was not very good to send Rama to the forest. Shouldn't he just say, ah, I don't care about this promise. I didn't know that you would be so crooked and so evil-minded. Well, the Kshatriyas derive their strengths by following principles. And one of the principles of a Kshatriya was, once he had given his word, that was it. He would never break it. That was his codex by which he would move. We also, as a brahmachari, you also are maintained by a principle. If you as a brahmachari break, for instance, the regulative principle in, you know, of no illicit sex life, you lose all your strengths. If this principles of dharma maintain you in your life. Now, we of course are Vaishnavas. There are sometimes devotees who think they are Kshatriyas, but it's just Kaliyuga Kshatriyas, there are no Kshatriyas in Kaliyuga. We are Vaishnavas. We sometimes break our promise. Krishna himself breaks his promise. Do you know this? Krishna promised at the beginning of Kurukshetra he would not fight. But when his devotee Arjuna was severely attacked by grandfather Bhishma, he took up weapons and fought. Well, he took a wheel of a chariot, but in one day no weapon. He just managed it. But still, there was a higher promise. So our higher promise, which will make us break other promises, is to serve Krishna always. But that promise we can't break. Or we have given a promise to our spiritual master, 4 regulated principles, 16 rounds. Yeah. Some have given the promise before 10 o'clock. And there is a promise to read. So these promises we can't break. Not possible, otherwise we will not have any strength in devotional service. So there are lower promises but and higher promises for Vaishnava. And the, for instance, when we cross the border and they asked us, do you have anything in the car? Of course we have things for the concert, for Krishna Sujpa. Some technical things. Anyway, I guess these things are alright. It's alright to take it over the border. But I think you have the idea. call. But if you would break your promise that you have given at the time of initiation, you lose all your strength. So the Kshatriyas knew about this. If you give a promise and you break it, then you lose something. We in Kali Yuga don't know about this. We lie all this. When someone asks you, how are you? You say, well. But you are not well. You are Maya. Nobody. Yes. Please translate in. I also do not know. I have asked many devotees about this, and there is not much information given about this, and there is a reason why not, and I want to speak about this reason. See, the reason why Krishna appears in all the different species of life is to liberate all these species of life. So that all of them have a chance to engage in devotional service. But now we are human forms, or we are the human beings, and for us Krishna has made the arrangement to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, and these lilas which you will find in there, or descriptions which you will find in there, are meant to elevate the human species. And Krishna appears exactly for us in a human form life, in human-like form. It's not a human, by no means. I mean, Krishna does things which no human being can even imagine, but he does them in the human form of life, the human-like form. He lifts mountains. He is present everywhere. He kills huge, huge monster-like demons. He knows everything. This is not a typical human being. Isn't it? It is so limited. So, what you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, these are descriptions for the, these are lilas for the human form. There is, of course, an exception. You hear a little bit about Matsya avatar, you hear a little bit about Narsingha avatar, Kurma avatar, and so on and so forth. But the information about Krishna is by far superior. If you would be in the plant form of life, then there would be some, and if you would be very fortunate, there would be some connection to Krishna's plant incarnation, because he would have appeared to deliver you. But how this connection is, I don't know. It would be very interesting, however, and I think our affection for Krishna would grow to hear about this wonderful lila, Krishna as a plant. It would be very, very interesting. And please ask this question to other devotees, and if you get the answer, I'm very interested to know. The thing Krishna appears in every species. How are these lilas connected to this species? There's no information. One day it will come. Already. One day we will know. That one just has to be searching, then we will find the answer from that. Mm-hmm.
Why is it not possible to see at the deities of Krishna, Balaram and Radharani together on the sea altar? I to sam zašto ne može da se vidi Krišna, Balaram i Radarani na oltaru.
See, Balaram is the old, is appearing as the older brother of Krishna, and he should not know about Krishna's confidential pastimes with Radharani. They are very confidential. So therefore, when Srimati Radharani walks to Krishna, she walks over the Govardhan Hill, when she sees some white, crystal white streaks on the hill, she thinks, oh, better go the other way, because Balaram, who's white, must have passed here. Therefore the stone of the Govardhan Hill is white, because he went past here. And Balaram also respects his relation, the very confidential relationship which Radharani has to Krishna, that when he sees some golden streaks on the Govardhan, Radharani's color is like golden, like molten gold. He also said, I'm going a different way because here Radharani must have passed to go and see Krishna. It's just not done that the elder brother is present at the confidential loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, you will never find Krishna, Balaram and Radharani on the same altar. Because Radharani would be too shy before Balaram. She would not act in that confidential loving way. I think you can understand, isn't it? She just feels shy before Balaram. So, be with Krishna. Be together with Krishna. See, we don't know how intense the love of Radha Rani for Krishna is. We cannot understand this in this body. It is a very deep subject. Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna is so intense that when she is not together with Krishna, she cries and then her body becomes hot like fire. And when she lies on the floor, the floor becomes baked like stone. You can see the form of Radha embedded in this muddy ground. Can you imagine this? This is not magic. Then someone comes and says, Radharani, Krishna is hungry, please cook for him. And she immediately takes a shower, dresses herself and goes to the kitchen to cook sweets for Krishna. And she feels the hotness of the fire in the midst of the summer as cooling as the rays of the moon in comparison to the hotness of her feelings of separation from Krishna. Can you imagine this? No. So with this loving mood, she just feels she can't also show it before elders, this loving mood, because the elders would severely criticize her. So Balaram would never be fine. Balaram knows about the loving attachment of his younger brother Srimati Radharani. He always stays away.
Krishna
another deep one, that he is also mind. How we to understand that, because mind makes so problems, how we understand that mind is good, I guess.
Krishna is everything. He's also the mind. But that doesn't mean that you should. Krishna is also in the heart of the tiger, for instance. But you don't embrace the tiger because of that. So, although Krishna is the mind, and present in the mind, you don't embrace your mind. You have to always be very careful. Krishna is also the shark. He says the monkey. Fishes and the shark, but that doesn't mean you swim with the shark. So, Krishna is everything, and everything works according to Krishna's desire. Your mind works in two ways, accepting things and rejecting things. So you have to control the mind, so that you can always accept Krishna and reject Maya. Huh? Other questions?
После инициации дорази една фаза духовного живота, когда ты губишь укус за прямо служение. Pošto ima stav da je već iniciran, on često želi da zadrži takav stav i jako teško da napravi preokret u svom drugom životu. Zašto se dešava u stvari takav problem?
Association and body really have a problem because he thinks that he now is initiated. And he has attitude like this, that he's initiating and losing the taste of Krishna consciousness. And what's the problem? Why is that?
This is only in a very small percentage of devotees the case, that they become a little bit more, that they experience more difficulties after initiation. Most of the devotees feel very happy after initiation, that they are initiated and they do much better. Only those devotees who have a wrong understanding of initiation, they actually experience what you describe. The wrong understanding of initiation is that initiation is just the goal of my life. I must also get a spiritual name to be accepted in the society of other devotees. I must also become, so to say, the member, the officially accepted member of the society. And that's all. Initiation means it's a beginning, not the end. Some devotees think initiation is just a goal, that they were so hard and they behaved very good before the initiation, and after the initiation they go, I made it. It's almost like these devotees almost think like, don't know if you have this in Germany, they have this Abitur. What is the Abitur? The Matura, it's an examination which you get. What is the Abitur here in
Matura?
Matura. Yeah. What? Matura, yes. So, you see, in Germany, all these young people, when they make the Matura, they have this Abi means Abitur, Matura, 93, and they just fool around for half a year. They drink, and they drive to Greece, and naked on the beach, and they just do all kinds of things which they would not have thought of doing before the Mathura. I think that Dora makes the Mathura soon. Huh? You're just in the end phase now, isn't it? When is Mathura?
Around June the 10th.
June the 10th. Will you make